go in this timeline.
The sun sets free. Who is free?
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Good morning, Saturday morning, folks. Praise God. Good morning to those who are able to get up, praise God, to go and do the work of God. Good morning to the body of Christ. Thank you for the brothers and sisters who are out in the field, praise God, and bringing food, clothes, water to those who are unfortunately can't help themselves. Good morning to the men and women of God who are out there to preach the word of God, to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning to those who are able to hear what the God of our Lord and Savior is speaking to us in this hour. Oh, what a blessing it is to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What is a blessing to know that God is always on the throne, hearing our prayer day in and day out, every around the clock, 24 hours a day, 365 in a year. God hear our prayer. Thank God for Jesus. He's not too busy that he can stop to hear what we have to say to him when it comes to our care and what we need from him. So good morning to those who are able to listen to the broadcast of the Rosa Sharon and other ministry as well, as they come on to bring forth the word of God, to bring hope and peace. We are in the time, in the days we are facing. Lots of things are happening in our earth, praise God, in our nation. But one thing about it, we trust God every step of the way. Don't put your faith in man. Put your faith in God. God will never fail you. That's one thing I love about God. God will never fail you when it comes to his promise, when it comes to his word. Always read the word of God. Be encouraged by reading the word of God. Your hope is in the word of God. Your faith is in the word of God. And I thank God when Jesus said, have faith in God. Whatever we speak to the mountain and believe, it will take us further into his glory. Praise God. It will take us further while we're on this earth, trusting in God. We don't trust in God on ourselves. We need to rely on our Father who is doing the work for us. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But good morning, praise God. I thank God for Jesus. This morning, praise God, I truly thank God. And we'll go to the book of James 1:3. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I'll read from a different translation Bible. And I thank God. What it say in NIV, the testing of your faith produced perseverance. Perseverance, praise God, is where we sustain, where we stand firm, and we don't waver or faint out. But one thing about it, we got to stand firm in what God is saying to us in his word. We got to get hold to God's word and stand firm and believe in what God is saying to his word. Did you not know that Jesus is looking for the faithful ones? He's walking through and fro on this earth, looking for those who are faithful, who believe in the Father's word and will not be wavering-minded or double-minded. Jesus there, praise God, and looking for those who are able to do what God said in his word. Not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And James, I'm going to read what James said. Praise God. And I'm reading out of the New Living Testament Bible. Praise Translation Bible. And it says here, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. And I'm going to read again. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Listen to what Jane is telling us. First of all, he's encouraging us. Because every one of us, and I know, praise God, some of you are going through some tests, some trials. Some of you are going through some hardships. Some of you have lost your job. Some of you have lost your way with God. But one thing about it, he's a compassionate Savior. And he will see us through when we are going through some fiery trials. And I thank God for Jesus. Some of you want to know how I'm going to make ends meet. They had laid me off my job. But rest assured that God always have a door open somewhere else. Rest assured, God see your needs. But one thing about it, when you got a true assurance of God, a sure assurance of the promise of our Lord and Savior, he will never fail you as long you trust in him. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. And I truly thank God of faith. That what please God is faith. The testing of your faith, praise God, produce perseverance. You know, I thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God when I ran across a writing of someone who wrote this, and it makes sense. Faith is not strengthened when life is easy. It's strengthened when life is hard. When we are going through some type of test, or we're going through some hardship, it's really building our faith. Faith is the one that keeps us standing and hold firm to God's word. And that's why Jesus said to the disciples in Mark the 11th chapter, for we are his disciples. He let us know by encouraging our heart. Praise God. Have faith in God. God wants us to believe in his word. Regardless what we are going through, regardless what this nation is going through, and thank God. God wants us to believe in his word. Not to be wavering-minded. Not to faint. But to hold firm in what his word is saying to us today. By pleading the body and blood of Jesus. By covering ourselves in all that he is to us. And truly I thank God for Jesus Christ. That he gave himself by faith. The Lord gave himself so that we can have salvation by faith. So Jesus believed in the Father because the Father, he's the seed of the Father. So he wants us to believe in what God said in his word. And truly, faith is tested. And once you are firm in the faith of God, through prayer and fasting, that will build your faith by believing in what God said in his word. That's one thing I love about God. God don't lie. God is true to his word. But we got to hold firm in what God is saying. Some of you who are praying 3 a.m. in the morning because you can't sleep. Some of you are praying midnight. Some of you are praying probably around about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Some of you praying up to 7 o'clock. Praise God. But however, you believe in what God is saying to you by faith. And that's the key word, faith. Faith can move the mountain. That's Mark 11 chapter. When Jesus spoke about the mountain, speak to it. And believe in what you're saying to your situation. I'm going to get better with this. I'm not going to stay down like this. I am an overcomer. You need to get scriptures to really to speak of what God is going to do for you. You are the child of the King. Praise God. You got to stand firm and believe what God is saying to you in this hour. Not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. God wants you to be stand firm and stand on the word of him. You got to really confirm the word of God. You got to decree it and declare the word of God. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. When we are anchored in the word, when we are anchored in the truth, God don't lie. God will never lie. Whatever God say he's going to do for his children, he's going to do just that. But one thing about it, we got to stand firm when it comes to his word. Tests are not punishment. They are proof. And I thank God for Jesus. They are proof. When you stand firm, there is someone is ready, praise God. They stand firm on the healing that God say he's going to do for that individual. Stand firm. Believe what God said. With his stripes, praise God, he will heal you. Jesus Christ will deliver you. Jesus' word will bring you out of confusion. And I truly thank God for David. I thank God for the word of God. As people say, though he slay me, I'm going to trust in him. And that's it. When you stand firm when it comes to the word of God, not by might nor by power, praise God. Whom the Lord loves, he chasteneth. And that's in Hebrews 12:6. But faith makes the difference. As long we trust in the Holy Spirit, how faith is working. Now think about what James said. Praise God, my brothers and sisters. Thank God for Jesus. And God really make a difference in our life. But as long we stay faithful to God and believe in his word, he will never fail us. So hold fast to the promise that God said he's going to do. God is giving you a test to see how strong your faith is with him. So my brothers and sisters, don't faint, but have the faith in God. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.